93.5, 95.3 Connect FM.
And it's Friday. Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome America's best political satirist and humorist. He's Bill Melberg, a U of I alum from Chicago. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Stevie J in Orlando.
Good morning, sir.
Diane Ducey in Champaign.
Yes.
And greetings, Connect FM listeners around the world.
And we do have them around the world at myconnectfm.com, streaming on smartphones. 8,000 downloads of our radio station on smartphones around the world. Bill, the Olympics are behind us. The conventions are ahead of us. The summer is winding down, and the fall presidential campaign is ramping up. In short, politics is front and center once again.
Well, it certainly is, Stevie and Diane, especially since Mitt Romney named Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan as his running mate last weekend. And the selection of Paul Ryan seems to have energized both Governor Romney and his Republican supporters.
Indeed it has, Bill, and conservatives seem to be especially pleased with Governor Romney's choice.
Yes, there's no doubt about that. Paul Ryan is a conservative favorite. The Tea Party activists are very fond of him, too. So at a time when Mitt Romney appeared to be stuck playing defense a week or so ago, his campaign has suddenly gone on offense.
Bill, I know many people are still asking themselves, who is Paul Ryan? And just what does a vice president actually do? We're talking about Paul Ryan and the vice presidency this morning, and joining us to begin that discussion is Dr. Arnold Heimerdinger, chairperson of the Vice Presidential Studies Department at the Institute of Political Affairs. I should add that Dr. Heimerdinger holds a prestigious Spiro T. Agnew Chair in the College of Vice Presidential Historians. It is a pleasure to welcome Dr.
Heimerdinger back to our program. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Diane. I guess we lost Stevie there, but let me say how pleased I am to be back with you and your Connect FM listeners once again.
Dr. Heimerdinger.
Yeah, I'm here. Are you,
okay, good.
Am I here?
Yes, we're just talking with Dr. Heimerdinger.
Sorry. Yes, Dr. Heimerdinger, I apologize. Yeah. Let's begin with Paul Ryan. Can you tell us some things we should know about Paul Ryan and his background?
Well, Stevie and Diane, Congressman Ryan is a remarkable young man who's impressed leaders on both sides of the aisle with his knowledge of budgetary matters and his ability to articulate policy details.
But what about Paul Ryan, the man? Can you tell us, Doctor, about his personal story?
Well, Stevie and Diane, Paul Ryan is a cheesehead. Born and raised in Janesville, Wisconsin, due north of Rockford, Illinois. He's 42 years old. He and his wife, Jana, have three young children, Elizabeth, Charles, and Samuel. In high school, Paul Ryan was class president, prom king, and a student representative on the local school board. He participated in track and soccer, and he had a summer job flipping hamburgers at McDonald's. His father died of a heart attack when Paul was 16. As a teenager, he helped take care of his grandmother, who suffered from Alzheimer's. Following graduation from high school, Paul Ryan went to college in Ohio.
Not the Ohio State.
Oh, don't worry, Diane. He's not a Buckeye.
Oh, okay.
Ryan graduated from Miami of Ohio with a degree in economics. During the summer months, he worked as a salesman for the Oscar Mayer Company, and he even drove the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. How about that for experience?
Wow. And when did he become a congressman?
Well, first, Paul Ryan worked as an aide and a speechwriter for several other congressmen and senators, as well as an analyst in Steve Forbes' think tank. For added income in those early years, Paul Ryan worked as a waiter and a fitness trainer. He also spent a year working for the Ryan Family Construction Company as a marketing consultant. Paul first ran for Congress in 1998 when he was 28 years old, and he's been serving there ever since, rising to his current position as chairman of the House Budget Committee. Needless to say, he's also a lifelong Packers fan.
And, Doctor, what about his hobbies?
Well, Stevie and Diane, Paul Ryan and his family enjoy the great outdoors. In particular, they love Vilas County up there in northern Wisconsin, as well as the Rocky Mountains in Colorado. Paul and his wife are both into fishing, hunting, and noodling.
What's noodling?
Yes, noodling. Noodling, that's fishing, catching catfish with your bare hands.
Oh, wow. Dr. Heimerdinger, in our final moments, please tell us something about the vice presidency.
Oh, well, Stevie and Diane, there have been 47 vice presidents from John Adams to goofy Joe Biden. One murdered a man while he was in office. Do you know who that was?
Murdered a man? No, I don't. Who was that?
Thomas Jefferson's vice president, Aaron Burr. He shot and killed Alexander Hamilton during a duel in 1804, his last full year as vice president.
Wow, didn't know that.
Yeah, of course, Dick Cheney also shot a man in a hunting accident while he was vice president. Fortunately, his friend survived. And here's a little more trivia for you, Stevie and Diane. How many vice presidents were from Illinois?
How many vice presidents from Illinois? You've got me again, doctor.
The answer is two. Adlai Stevenson I, a Democrat who served under President Grover Cleveland, and Charles Dawes, a Republican who served under Calvin Coolidge. By the way, Adlai Stevenson I was related to former Illinois Governor Adlai Stevenson II and to former Illinois Senator Adlai Stevenson III.
Hey, how about McLean Stevenson? Remember him from MASH?
Yeah. Actually, you know, he was a cousin. He was one of the Stevenson family from over there in Bloomington, you know. Mm-hmm.
And I heard that he was named McLean because of McLean County, actually.
Yes, Diane, you are correct about that. Absolutely.
Now, Dr. Heimerdinger, what are the actual duties of the vice president?
Well, Diane, the Constitution only specifies two. First, the vice president serves as the president of the Senate. If there's a tie vote in the Senate, the vice president can cast a tie-breaking vote. Second, the vice president counts the electoral votes after each presidential election. In the case of Richard Nixon in 1960 and Al Gore in 2000, they counted the votes and declared their election opponents, John Kennedy and George W. Bush, as the winners, which must have been a rather unpleasant duty.
Yeah, I imagine so. Now, speaking of Al Gore, I'd like to introduce our next guest, and thank you, Dr. Heimerdinger. We'd like to introduce our next guest to talk about the vice presidency, since he actually served as the 45th vice president of the United States under Bill Clinton. As Dr. Heimerdinger just mentioned, he lost the 2000 presidential election to George W. Bush, but he did win an Oscar and a Nobel Prize. Good morning, former Vice President Al Gore, and welcome back to Connect FM.
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
Good morning, Connect FM listeners. And Stevie and Diane, may I remind you that I won the popular vote in the 2000 presidential election, but the Supreme Court turned over Florida's 27 electoral votes to George W. Bush, and that cost me the presidency in the White House.
Mr. Vice President, may I remind you that presidential elections are determined by the electoral vote, not the popular vote. But we're not here to discuss the 2000 election. We're here to talk about the vice presidency.
Yes, and I'm reminded of what Franklin Roosevelt's first vice president, John Nance Garner, said about the job.
And what was that?
He said the vice presidency isn't worth a bucket of warm spit.
Really?
Really? Actually, he said something a little bit different, but I cleaned up the bucket for our more sensitive Connect FM listeners and for you, Diane.
I appreciate that. Now, tell me what the other duties that the vice president has besides the official duties that Dr. Heimerdinger mentioned.
Well, Diane, the modern-day vice presidency has evolved into a much different job. And I had many responsibilities given to me by President Clinton.
And for instance?
Well, I represented President Clinton and the American people at the funerals of foreign leaders.
Uh-huh.
I was also the guest of honor for the dedication of more than 76 new shopping malls all across the country.
Wow.
Yes. And I was responsible for walking the president's dog, Buddy, at least four times a day. And, you know, to this day, I still carry a couple of plastic bags in my pocket, even though Buddy's long gone.
Wow. How impressive, sir. Now, one last question, Mr. Gore. Do you think Paul Ryan is too young to be vice president at age 42?
Oh, not at all, Stevie and Diane. Although the average age of our vice presidents is 53 years old, Richard Nixon was 40, Dan Quayle was 41, Teddy Roosevelt was 42, and I was 44 when I became vice president.
Well, thank you, former Vice President Al Gore. And as we say goodbye to Mr. Gore and welcome our weekly Point Counterpoint team, Senator John McCain, Republican of Arizona, Congressman Barney Frank, Democrat, Massachusetts. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, my friends. Hello, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hello.
And hello, Connect FM listeners.
Gentlemen, we only have a few moments left, so please give me a quick answer to this question. What do you think of Governor Romney's choice of Congressman Paul Ryan to be his running mate? Senator McCain.
Stevie, my friend, I think it was an excellent choice. The Romney-Ryan ticket brings responsibility, civility, and positive ideas to this campaign, and I'm confident Paul Ryan will be our next vice president.
Congressman Frank.
Stevie and Diane, I think Paul Ryan is a right-wing fanatic. He wants to take away health care from the elderly and education from the young. But on a positive note, I love his baby blue eyes and his Irish good looks.
So ends today's installment of Point Counterpoint. When we come back, we'll be meeting a former candidate for vice president who has some advice for Paul Ryan. You don't want to miss it. 93.5, 95.3. It's Connect FM. Humorist Bill Melberg's in Chicago. And Bill, I understand we have a former candidate for vice president with us this morning.
Yes, that's right, Stevie and Diane. He was Al Gore's running mate in the 2000 presidential election, but he endorsed his friend John McCain in the presidential election 4 years ago.
And that would be Senator Joe Lieberman from Connecticut. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane. Good morning, Connect FM listeners. And God bless all of you. It's so good to be with you again. I'm so happy.
It's so nice to have you, Senator. You ran for vice president with Al Gore 8 years ago. What advice would you have for Governor Romney's newly named running mate, Paul Ryan?
Well, Stevie and Diane, my advice to Paul Ryan would be, don't give up your day job.
What do you mean, sir?
Well, when I ran for vice president with Al Gore, I wasn't too sure the big lug was going to win. In fact, I had a sinking feeling he was going to lose. So at the same time I was running for vice president with Al Gore, I was running for re-election to my Senate seat, and it's a good thing that I did, because the big lug was a loser.
Well, actually, I believe Paul Ryan will be keeping his name on the ballot for re-election to Congress, but I think that it's more to do with Wisconsin's election laws than it does with any lack of confidence in Mitt Romney.
Well, that's one way to hedge your bets. In any case, he's a fine young man, and I wish him well.
Well, we wish you well, Senator Joe Lieberman. At 8:54, ladies and gentlemen from Chicago, it's Bill Melberg. Diane, you've done a great job this week.
Thank
I really appreciate all of your work. Well, Bill, we're down in Orlando with the Miss America Outstanding Teen Pageant. Grace is Miss Illinois. My daughter is Miss Illinois. She's been in the preliminaries the last few nights.
I heard you talking with Johnny and Mike Ditka earlier about that. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, she danced beautifully last night. Her lyrical dance, talent, and interview are worth 60% of it. And Grace was named top 10 in Teens in Action, which is a service award. And she made, there are thousands of kiddos that tried to be a Miss Teen in their states over the last 52 weeks. And she's top 10, and she has another interview today for Teens in Action, and there's 10 finalists for that award as well. So she's done an outstanding job. She's been essentially sequestered. No cell phones. Can you imagine a 15-year-old with no cell phones?
Right. Where does she get her talent, from you or Janet?
She takes everything from her mother. Thank God. We're so thankful. Anyway, it's been an exciting week, and Saturday night are the finals. Brother Johnny's coming down for that. And by the way, Johnny is meeting with Bobby Jindal and Scott Walker tonight.
That's what I heard also. and by the way, do you know this week was the 100th anniversary of the birth of a very famous woman. Do you know who that was?
Julia Child.
I do know.
Yes, was it? Diane, you got a Julia Child, the French chef, and to celebrate, I made some coca bean with asparagus. Asparagus, that's not easy to say, is it?
And
some souffle, and lots of wine. Bon appetit, asparagus.
The Julia Child, classic stuff.
Oh, remember when we did the PBS special in your kitchen with Julia?
Yes, we did. on Park Lane in Champaign, we did a PBS special that aired in 180 markets or something like that.
Nice.
And he did Julia Child's class.
Be sure to give me a little more wine for that coca bean, would you?
Hey, listen, Bill, thank you always. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Diane.
No problem.
Oski-wow-wow.
Appreciate it. Hey, listen, thank you so much for joining me from Orlando, indulging me in being here and allowing me to talk about Grace a little bit.
Yeah, best of luck to Grace.
Thank
We're all
you.
Crossing our fingers and praying for good stuff on Saturday night.
We'll let you know. I'll be back in studio in Champaign on Monday, live in Orlando with Diane Ducey in Champaign. I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Have a great weekend.